If local talking newspapers were a breed of animal, Sir David Attenborough would point out that over the past 45 years or so, they have constantly evolved and adapted to match their natural environment in the changing world around them, and in their case to the changing technology as well. And they've had to, because we no longer have an abundance of local print newspapers crammed with the detail of parochial life, and we no longer have reel-to-reel or even, for the most part, cassette tapes. But over 400 talking newspapers, often accompanied by a local talking magazine publication, are still here, but admittedly going stronger in some parts of the UK than in others. And one thing that seems to be true is that many blind and partially sighted people are unaware of the efforts these volunteer staff groups have gone to in order to make sure that what they offer is accessible throughout the year to vision-impaired people in their areas. We asked Mike Wood, chairman of their umbrella organisation, the Talking News Federation, and a long-standing volunteer for Talking Newspapers himself, why what Talking Newspapers offer these days isn't better understood.
I think one of the biggest problems is that all the local Talking Newspapers are individual organisations. So you'll find that in some towns or areas it's well known, but in other areas it's not. They haven't sort of marketed their services very well.
So do some local talking newspapers cover a very local area, and do others cover quite a big region then?
Yes. I mean, for example, you've got South Wales talking newspapers, so they cover the whole South Wales, although there is a couple of talking newspapers within that area, but they cover the whole of South Wales, which is a vast area. And then you can have an area very small within an urban area, which is sort of very concentrated. So it's very diverse. All the different talking newspapers are very diverse.
And I guess the title talking newspaper and local talking newspaper, people will understandably think that it is just the reading of some extracts from the local weekly or fortnightly or even daily newspaper that's in print and transcribing that onto maybe cassette tape. But it's such a different story in reality these days, isn't it?
Yes, in what you've just said, the confusion is with newspaper and with tape. It's neither, really, because a lot of talking newspapers now actually call themselves, shall we say, XYZ talking news rather than newspaper, because we're talking about not just the news that's in the local newspaper, which is very good and fascinating, but there's also news which is more relevant to the listener, which the local newspaper probably wouldn't deal with in itself. The example I always use is the knurled screw under the Pelican crossings. If you cannot see across the road to see the light for crossing the road, then you feel underneath the box and there's a knurled screw which will turn when the light turns to green for you. And a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't need to know that until they start to lose their sight. And where do they find that information out from? Your local talking newspaper.
So it's very kind of practical information as well as local news, local stories. And what about local features, the things that one might get in a magazine? Because, of course, many of your members do call themselves talking magazines as well.
Yes, they do. And in fact, a lot of talking newspapers are more than just a newspaper anyway. I mean, most talking newspapers now really provide news, information and entertainment within their recordings. And I think that's important, that we have that diversity, because not only do we want to provide news that's available locally, we also want to give information which relates to the listener particularly, and, as I say, a little bit of entertainment as well.
And I know all areas are very different, but there are some parts of the UK where the local print newspaper really is a dying breed. I mean, you know, it is maybe published many, many miles away and just has a small amount of really local information. Has that kind of encouraged your members, your local talking newspapers and magazines, to be unique, to actually have to go out there and find the information themselves rather than reading it from someone else's source like the local print paper?
Yes, I think that's concentrated the mind a little bit more. Many decades ago now, you could easily provide a recording with all just news straight from the newspaper. But nowadays, we have to get out there and fight like the rest of them to provide better and more interesting news.
So you also presumably reject the notion that there's any kind of overlap between you and, for example, a local BBC radio station?
Very much so, because if you listen to the BBC News or you read the BBC News on the internet, there's not a lot of local news in it. They give certain news and certain headlines, but there's a lot of news on what you would call in a newspaper page two and onwards, rather than just what the headlines are on page one.
Now, you said at the outset, Mike, that all local talking newspaper organisations, groups, local news groups, perhaps I should call them, that talk, are individual, autonomous, independent organisations, so they're all going to be very different. But do they tend to operate a kind of membership feel to them? In other words, do the listeners have influence over what some of them provide? And is this kind of idea of a community of listeners encouraged?
Very much so. We really do encourage feedback. Because at the end of the day, what do you as a listener want to hear? Obviously, we can't change the news. The news is the news. But on the other hand, we do like feedback. Is the proportion of the news, the information or the entertainment, is that right for you? And we want to know that. There's no point in any of us as volunteers spend hours in the studio recording if no one wants to listen to it. We'd rather do something that everybody's interested in.
And if you'd like to find out where your nearest local talking newspaper is, you can phone their umbrella organisation, the Talking News Federation, on 01793 497 555. Their office isn't permanently staffed, so you may need to leave a message. Or you can email them at enquiries@tnf.org.uk. Alternatively, if you have internet access or you know someone who does, all local talking newspaper groups across the UK are listed on the Talking News Federation website at www.tnf.org.uk.